fall of the Roman Republic, 121 BC to 59 BC. Sulla's reign of terror in 82 BC. Well, Marius had had his little reign of terror, and now that Sulla is back and Sulla has won, it's his turn. And he's going to make Marius's outburst look like it was a child's game. Sulla's victory in the bloody battle at Colline Gate ended all effective resistance to him in Italy. Then a reign of terror swept Rome. During this time, thousands were tortured and killed. Next door to the Temple of Bellona, where Sulla was addressing a Senate meeting, 6,000 Samnite prisoners, whose only crime was that they lost a battle for what they believed was for freedom and justice, were being tortured to death as the screams of the dying broke into his speech and distressed some of the senators to the point of fainting. Sulla grimly explained that only some criminals were being punished on his orders. And then we have prescriptions. This is like a hit list. Sulla posted lists of his victims. Some carefully selected by himself. Others were simply added by his henchmen. So there are people that are going to be listed for political reasons. There are going to be people listed simply to revenge some private insult or some private injustice. And some were selected because they were rich and had valuable properties. Because if you were prescribed, then the state took over your possessions. And of course, then Sulla, being in charge of the state, could then disperse them to whom he wished. Now, the prescribed were hunted down as outlaws. They had a set price on their heads, and you could bring them in dead or alive. Most were murdered. Sulla then confiscated the prescribed people's property. Their children had their citizenship revoked, and among the thousands killed included 90 senators, 15 men of consular rank, that is people who had been consuls in the past, and 2,600 members of the equestrian class. So the equestrians did not have a very good time with Sulla. And of course, the property was then distributed between Sulla, his supporters, and of course, his troops. The beneficiaries of the prescriptions would, when required, of course, rally around Sulla as a loyal supporter of his oligarchy, whose power Sulla proposed to restore. And, of course, one freedman, to give you an example of how well you could do, a supporter of his, a freedman, was allowed to buy a $300,000 estate for approximately $100. Obviously, they don't do this in dollars. It's done in sesterces and whatever, but that's the breakdown. But unfortunately for Italy, the murder and looting of rich individuals did not provide enough money, or for that matter, enough land, to enable Sulla to make good on all of his promises to both his men and his supporters, such as, you know, a discharged veteran was expected to be paid, pensioned, and then receive a farm. Well, they couldn't do that. So Sulla, in order to get more money, he simply required cities, towns, and small communities to contribute their share to his cause, especially those cities, towns, and small communities suspected of having resisted his seizure of power. Or worse, they had supported his enemies. Their punishment was in proportion to the duration and the strength of their resistance and their opposition to him. Now, cities that only offered mild resistance simply paid a fine and had their defensive walls torn down, and had to surrender most, but not all, of their land. Others, such as Piestra in Latinum, and Florence in Etruria, both of which resisted Sulla long and hard, were destroyed, and their citizens sold into slavery. So punishment is pretty brutal, but he's also destroying the economy of Italy as well. In Samnium, because the Samnites were his big problem, Sulla turned the richest and most heavily populated area of Italy basically into a desert. Although the confiscations and enslavements were the heaviest in Etruria and a few other parts of central northern Italy, Samnium remained a desolate waste for a long period of time. And of course, Sulla's memory is not exactly going to be pleasant for anyone. The further away you go from him, the worse he is. He's treated. But he's going to have some interesting situations, and he's going to do significant changes to the social, political, and economic governing power of Rome, as we'll see as we move along. Now, the sources for this are The History of the Romans by Heckelheim and Yao, Chronicle of the Roman Republic by Matusak, and The History of the Romans by Born. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, which of course can be purchased electronically and sent to you as a USB. And of course, if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us, which can be done by a monthly donation or just a lump sum donation. So thank you very much.